Hey guys, welcome back to Love and Dubai Show. It is Wednesday morning and we kicked the show off with the sweetest proposal. It was a YouTuber proposal, but actually, it drew tears from Alibaba.
Oh my goodness. Words can't describe how I felt. Well, you guys tuned in to listen to what we spoke about. And we also talked about the latest news about traffic that's going on in Dubai and going to Sharjah.
Yes, guys, travel time is going to get cut by 70%. And the man who was brought back to life after 45 minutes, we tell you how. Please take a listen. Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Our top story for you today, Israel's attack on the Qatari Committee for Gaza Reconstruction headquarters has been strongly condemned by the UAE.
Dubai's game-changing road upgrade is set to cut travel time by 70%.
We're going to talk about the remarkable story of a man suffering from cardiac arrest. He was brought back to life after 45 minutes.
And this Dubai proposal was out of this world.
Yes, we have the most adorable proposal
Stay
for you.
Stay tuned for that one.
Later on in the show. But before we get there, first of all, a quick shout out. Two very special birthdays today.
Yes, we have to His Highness Sheikh Fazza' and to our lovely colleague,
Annika.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Annika. Happy birthday, His Highness Sheikh Hamdan. Sandra has just created the most amazing video. It's on our feed. It's not for Annika. It's for His Highness Sheikh Hamdan. But you can check it out. But before we get to our top stories, I want to run through the most incredible thing that actually happened to me this Sunday morning. Mm. So I was out for breakfast, and it was a quiet place down in Jumeirah. I was there with my boyfriend. And this table beside us, you know when you kind of have like a cute moment where you kind of like start a conversation and we asked each other where we're from and that was it, like a 2 minute thing. Anyway, as they were leaving, we kind of have had another quick conversation. They stopped at our table, they asked us a couple of questions, they moved on. Mm. Totally normal. Mm. Happens all the time. Anyway, when we went to get for our bill, the waiter came up and he was like, your bill has been cleared by the guys that left.
Wow.
Breakfast bills are cheap.
Well, that's one of a kind. Or not one of a kind. It happens rarely, but yeah, it's an amazing thing.
I just thought it was the most amazing random act of kindness. Yeah. Really, totally, obviously undeserved. I'm thinking, why do we deserve that? But then it makes you think about paying it forward.
Yeah.
And then what kind of act of kindness can you do for the next person to make their day? Because he made our day. Like, it was the nicest thing. Mm-hmm. So we put a question to the audience. Have you ever done a random act of kindness or had one done for you?
Mm. I've done before. Like, I've paid for someone, like, for his meal. Like,
have you?
Yeah, because For us Bahrainis, we sort of like we fight for the bill, and I pay for other people besides my friends too.
You know, that's why the conversation started with the two guys. It was two men at the table, and the reason we started chatting was because the bill came to their table. Hmm. And to say, I've never seen an argument like it to pay for the bill. They jumped up, one was pushing the other, and they were nearly angry about it. We just started laughing because I was like, I've seen this type of thing on the internet, like, you know, faking like how Arabs need to pay for the bill.
Yeah. It's actually real. It's real. Like, to some extent, it does get extreme.
This was extreme, and that's why we started chatting. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No. It fights, like physical fight. Like, it gets extreme to that point.
What is the root cause of wanting to pay for meals for other people?
It's a sign of, like, you want to show your utmost respect and kindness. Like, this is instilled within, I don't know how to say it in English, but in Arabic it's easy for me. Like, I would say it, like, I would say kindness. Yeah, it's an act of kindness. That's like, I want to be too kind to show you respect and to
I want to show
give
you,
you
respect,
praise.
Right.
Yeah, basically, even if I don't know you as a person, I want to give you respect just because you're another human being, and I consider you a brother or a sister, something like that.
So nice.
Yeah.
One person responded saying one of the acts of kindness done for them was when they were broke, starving, and it was 4 a.m. They just finished a night shift. And someone paid for their food, which is nice.
Yeah, that's a nice one, yeah.
I remember once there was a homeless man. This isn't a great story. There was a homeless man in Dublin, and I went up to him, and I was maybe a bit nervous, but I wanted to pay for his food. So I said, hey, can I, you know, get you a sandwich? Yeah. He was like, no, I'm all right, thanks. I was like, okay, back in my box.
But you did the first step, which is great, but usually just don't ask, just give them.
Yeah,
like
bring the food out.
Yeah,
like, just want to make sure they're gonna like it.
Yeah, it's fine.
But yeah, bring it out.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Regardless.
If you've ever had an incredible random act of kindness done for you, or vice versa, something you'd like to share, I think the most important thing about these stories is it's about paying it forward. So if something happens to you, definitely put it on to the next person. We're going to jump into our top story today. Israel's attack on a Gaza reconstruction headquarters has been condemned by the UAE. In a statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MOFA, affirmed the UAE's categorical rejection of the targeting of this committee and all organizations and civilian facilities in the Gaza Strip. The ministry stresses that the immediate priority is to preserve the lives of civilians and ensure the immediate, safe, sustainable, and unhindered delivery of humanitarian relief and medical aid.
The ministry reaffirmed the need for an immediate ceasefire to prevent further loss of life, reiterating the importance of protecting civilians and civilian institutions according to international law, including international treaties, and the need to ensure that they are not targeted during a conflict.
The UAE called on the international community to intensify efforts to avoid further fueling the situation in the occupied Palestinian territory and to advance all efforts to achieve a comprehensive and just peace while preventing the region from being drawn into new levels of violence, tension and instability.
The UAE has also sent 100 tons of food and medical supplies to support Palestinians in Gaza as part of Tarahum for Gaza, a humanitarian campaign which aims to provide essential food, medicine, health supplies, and sanitary products for those affected in the Gaza Strip, particularly women, children, and the elderly.
And this is saying that the UAE has sent 100 tons, when in fact, that is your direct donations. Yes. Because a lot of us, if we're putting aid, you know, we've seen the big collection bins, they make it so easy in some of the malls. It's going directly to Tarahum for Gaza, and that has resulted in 100 tons of aid from the UAE and its people. So massive shout out to everyone who has donated and made those donations possible. It's all worth it. Let's jump into our next story. It's all related to this video here that you're seeing right here.
Yes, it is related to traffic. The thing that we some people dread and some people don't care about. But majority of people, like they're like interested.
If so, you're stuck in a slow moving traffic situation, one day is fine, 2 days is fine, but...
Yeah, an entire year, 2 years, 3 years. Well, good news, people. We have, especially for those that commute from Dubai to Sharjah on a daily basis, a mega road upgrade is on the horizon, promising to slash travel time by a whopping 70%. You guys know what 70% means. The RTA announced the project's 50% completion on Sunday. Dubai's traffic challenges are on the road to redemption as the Garna Sabha Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Roads project reaches its midpoint. With the construction of four bridges spanning nearly 3 kilometers, the ambitious endeavor is set to revolutionize commute times, particularly on routes leading to Sharjah.
So you can anticipate a significant 70% reduction in travel time, making a promising milestone and easing the daily journey for countless commuters. I know we're all waiting for the day for this to happen. The city's skyline isn't the only thing reaching new heights, so is the efficiency of its roadways. Okay, so where is actually going to see these reductions? That's what my question is. Garna Sabqa Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road project promises a 40% travel time cut to Al Qusais and Sharjah routes. This efficiency will particularly benefit those heading towards Al Qusais and Sharjah, ushering in a new era of streamlined and time-efficient travel along those routes specifically.
And Matar Al-Tayer, RTA's Director General and Chairman of the Board of Executive Directors, said it will slash the peak hour journey times from 20 minutes to just 12. It will also diminish the journey time by 70% from 21 minutes to 7 for traffic going from Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road to Al Yalais Road towards Jabal Ali Port.
And the four bridges that we stated earlier, these are the first bridge is at Garna Sabkha and Al Asayil streets will facilitate traffic flow between Sheikh Zayed and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed roads. And the second bridge will ease westbound traffic from Garna Sabkha street to Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed road, leading to Al Qisais Sharjah. The third bridge will address overlapping traffic from Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road heading north to Al Yalayas Road directed to Jebel Ali Port. And the fourth bridge will tackle traffic overlap from Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road to the service road, guiding to the entrances of Dubai Production City.
I guess who lives in Production City?
We do.
We are waiting for that. Can I tell you, I won't complain about traffic. I think I'm really blessed. I get caught in a little nugget that I think increases traffic time from 15 to 30 minutes. I think in the grand scheme of things, not too bad. However, you can see the very, now I'm not a builder, so you could correct me if I'm wrong, the very inchings of the beginnings of those bridges. Mm-hmm. They've started the construction poles, and I think, and then they put the netting, and then I can't wait to see how it goes. But you can see the bridges have begun, and it's so exciting.
It's always fascinating to see how quickly it develops, like boom, like the next thing, if you go away from like the UAE for like a month and then come back, you'll see something different, 100%. Either they're building or starting to build something or in the middle of doing something. So like I've been up Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road and I've seen them, like I've seen the developments that they've been doing and they've been magnificent.
What do you do when you're sitting in traffic?
That is a question. That is a very interesting question.
Because I know like some of us, like you could be there for an hour. You could be there for 2 hours at this point. Like if you get caught in a particular time at a particular peak, you know, route and there's been an accident, you're looking at, you know, over an hour. So what is your go-to to get through traffic? Do you watch the Love and Dubai show? Do you listen to the Love and Dubai show podcast? I sometimes watch over the show. Is that embarrassing?
No, that's fine. I also like listen to, I listen to news like in the mornings or if I'm stuck in traffic, anything that I've missed over the day. So after work, I would, yeah.
It's not phone call time for you?
Sometimes, yes. If I don't have time to call my family members, like after when I reach home. So I'm like, okay, let me just call them on my way for like 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, if whatever, however time I'm stuck in traffic. And then, yeah, that time goes by quickly.
Does anyone have a good traffic tip? I think like listening to stuff, calling home, audiobooks are great.
Yes.
But I'm not, yeah, I do podcasts, radio.
Podcasts are amazing to listen to when you're stuck in traffic.
If anyone has podcast tips for us to get home today, we'd much appreciate them. We're going to jump into the next story. A man suffering from cardiac arrest was brought back to life after 45 minutes. He is a patient in his 30s, so a massive shout out to everyone at Corfican Hospital in Sharjah who saved this man's life. He complained of an irregular heartbeat, suddenly going into cardiac arrest. Doctors began CPR. They administered 17 electrical shocks and 15 doses of heart-stimulating adrenaline in an attempt to save his life. And they succeeded.
The patient was stabilized and transferred to the ICU before being placed on a ventilator in preparation for a coronary angiography procedure at Fujairah Hospital, but later transferred back to Khorfakkan Hospital for further treatment. The patient was treated at Khorfakkan Hospital for 8 days, including 2 days in intensive care unit and 6 days in internal medicine.
So the patient was eventually discharged in excellent health, but he was MIA with cardiac arrest. Now, what that means is his heart stopped beating for 45 minutes. He's now back to excellent health, but he's essentially
died.
Gonzo.
Yeah, like he and came back to life.
So imagine the incredible medical teams working there that continued to work and work and work to bring this man back to life. I'm sure he's just full of thanks and praise. But I wonder how, you wouldn't be cognizant, right? You wouldn't actually remember that because you weren't actually here.
It would feel like you were asleep and you just woke up.
But I'm assuming no dreaming because you're essentially, your heart's not beating.
Yeah.
but your brain is still functioning. You haven't lost your function of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors?
Doctors in the house?
I'm assuming you might, because I'm thinking you don't remember anything. But you know, sometimes they say when you're in a coma, you do have weird dreams, and you remember all sorts of weird stuff. So I'm just wondering in this case, but just because your heart stopped beating doesn't mean your other functions have stopped. So essentially, he probably could remember something or not, or hear something, or there could be a sign of life because the brain is fully working.
Thing is, you never really know, do you? Until, like, if the person wakes up and tells you, yeah, I was thinking of this.
Or I had this weird dream, or I thought this.
Exactly. Otherwise, you wouldn't know.
Like, so we have to ask him.
Yeah. Actually, I think they have, like, some kind of a machine that tracks brain activity, brainwave activity. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, we know it's working.
Yeah. We know it's working, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, we're going to jump into our next story. Doctors, if you could help us answer those questions.
Yes, please.
Much appreciated. We're going to jump into our next story about the most incredible proposal that happened.
Yes, a very wonderful story happened in Dubai. A Dubai-based YouTuber just got proposed to, and the answer was a yes.
Well, it's going to be.
Yes. And you can clearly see behind us. One of the biggest content creators / influencers in Dubai, Nareen's Beauty, that's her account, but her name is Nareen, just got proposed to by Rami Elia Samo, and she said yes. The video itself got a whopping 20.5 million views on Instagram. And let me tell you, they went all out.
Rami, take a bow. You've just put massive pressure on the male population, but also a massive congratulations to you both. Like, who doesn't love a good Dubai love story? And also, who doesn't love a great proposal? Rami took over part of DIFC. You can see the location is so iconic. I'd love to know. First of all, I'd love to know the cost. Flowers, candles, musicians, sparklers, everything to make this special and the most impeccable ring at the end. And
probably a lot of zeros, Casey.
A lot of, in terms of the number of roses. But this happened. So in the center, that section in DIFC, it's all like he just took out that whole area.
Mm.
It's a public area. How did he manage that?
I don't know. He might have rented. I don't know. He pulled off something that is semi impossible.
Can I tell you though? When I see a YouTuber's video, I don't know why I did that. When I see a YouTuber's video, I sometimes get the impression that it's staged or that she's in on it and they're doing it for the views. However, although I have these preconceived thoughts. I was crying watching this. I have goosebumps right now. Like, because you can see his face when she arrives in. He's just full of love. He's just like happy to see her. And it's so nice.
Yeah. And they both posted on each of their own profiles. So they didn't collab. Like each
they
person.
Didn't collab?
No. So that's a common thing that most people do
what
now.
What does that mean? They didn't collab.
Like they like, you know, when you post them. They didn't.
So they did separate posts.
Yeah, they did separate posts. And each one of them, I'm trying to pull up the post right now to read Rami's post, his caption. So he put in his caption, "I found you and I'm never letting you go. Our story is beautiful, deep and permanent. I am blessed to have you and will love you will love and cherish you forever. My princess, my fiance, my world." And he tags her and puts like a... two white hearts and a rose.
Rami. Yeah. Oh, Rami. You have outdone yourself. Men of Dubai, are you listening?
Well.
Sweet. Really sweet.
Yeah, maybe goosebumps. I have to take a pointer or two from him. Yeah. Yeah, and then she wrote in Arabic. Like, hers was, I said yes. And then, should I translate it now on spot?
Yeah, we're here for it.
So basically she said, "We took the first step to build a family together and we are very excited about our future. I used to say that I am a lucky girl, but today, where can I say I'm lucky to have you?"
Okay. Yeah, forget the YouTube thing. Like, that's so sweet, both comments. And I see what you mean. They did separate posts and then they could put their own tribute to the person on Instagram.
I guess that was the intention.
You know? We're getting some comments in. Amini Nurzin says, oh man, people are doing congratulations. As always, we love to read your comments before, during, and after the show. We'd love your thoughts on this proposal. If you're getting proposed to, would you go big? Or would you like something quiet and private?
I'm a private person. I don't want people to know my personal life. So, yeah, not this. This is amazing, but not for Alibaba.
Not for Alibaba. Okay, you heard it here first. If you are lucky lady, it is like. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, that's all we have time for. Do you have a special goodbye that you want to say to the public that you promised them yesterday?
Well, I was trying to look up a goodbye in Hindi, but Alvida.
Alvida, which yeah. is? Goodbye in Hindi.
Oh, that's similar to Arabic, Alvida.
And if you'd like to hear Andy's amazing translations, and he's going to say goodbye in any language of the first comment that comes through, he's going to keep it going.
Yes.
He send them through.
I believe the next one was, what was it? Yesterday?
We're going to do a new one every day.
We're going to do a new one every day.
If we don't get one. All right, guys. Thank you so much. That's all we have time for. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. Goodbye from me. Alveda.
Goodbye from me. Alveda.